Our story begins in Heidi's apartment. Heidi is talking with Clint while baby Carl sleeps in his crib.
That's so awful. The poor kid.
I just feel so guilty. I knew something wasn't right, but I didn't do anything about it.
Look, this wasn't your fault. CJ has some problems that were bigger than anything you could have seen. We might never know why he did it.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
That's one reason why I wanted to come see the baby today. I wanted to think about something else, something positive.
I understand. He just went to sleep.
I won't wake him. Just seeing his innocent little face gives me hope for the future.
I know what you mean.
So, when is your next doctor's appointment? Is everything all right with the baby and with you?
I go back next week, but we're fine. Both of us are doing well.
I was worried there would be some complications because he was so early, but I guess that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, Carl grew fast, I suppose.
With so much going on lately, we haven't really had a chance to talk about the future. What are we going to do, Heidi?
Well, I'll keep working for Larissa, and you'll finish your senior year at Windsor.
No, I mean about the baby. We're not married, but I want to take responsibility for my son.
Clint, you're already giving me money from your job at the rec center. I don't expect you to quit school and work full-time now. I'm doing okay with my job at Larissa's, and I have health benefits. And the money you give really helps me.
I just feel like I should be doing more.
Clint, all I ever wanted from you was to be a loving father, and you have been. I couldn't have picked a better father for my baby.
In her office at Manhattan Monthly, Alexandra is talking with Andrew.
I'm not sure whether to believe you or check you for crack.
I'm not smoking anything, Andy. Lucas is alive and well, and things are starting to really go my way lately.
I can't remember when I've seen you so happy.
That kid is like a son to me. And my daughter, Serena, seems to be taking my advice about going after Todd Malone. So, I'm 2 for 2 today.
Well, you know, I'm not doing so bad myself. I had dinner with Marilyn Marsden last night.
Oh, geez, are you in some kind of trouble, Andy?
Oh, no, nothing like that. It wasn't for legal advice. We had a date.
A date? Since when are you dating Marilyn Marsden? I thought you were looking for your next cash cow. Wait, Marilyn? She's your new Miss Moneybags?
Hey, she's one of the top lawyers in New York. You know she's got to be rolling in the dough.
She's also a brilliant legal mind, and will see right through you, Andy.
Oh, never underestimate me, Alex. My charm has no limits.
So you think?
With Marilyn, I may have to change my strategy. Oh, I bet she's great in bed, those legs.
Okay. You can stop right there.
This must be a week for the Joneses.
I just wish Adriana could find some good luck charm.
Across town, two friends have just finished an unexpected sexual encounter.
Wow, that was incredible. It's been a long time, as you can tell.
Well, it couldn't have been as long for you as it was for me.
How did this happen anyway?
Well, We were talking in the living room, and then you were showing me some moves from your old karate classes, and then...
Oh, yeah. It's funny, because my back feels much better than it did an hour ago.
When I helped you into bed, I thought you were going to pass out.
Luckily, I didn't.
What's strange is, I don't even feel weird about us sleeping together.
Me either.
Chuck, are you home? I need to talk to you.
Oh, God. It's Dara.
At the New York Hospital morgue, Gretchen and Kyle have just arrived and are talking with Marshall and Connie.
Marshall, what are you doing here?
I have to see my son, Kyle.
Marshall, I saw it, Windsor. You don't want to see this.
I have to.
Who's this?
This is Connie Richards. She's an associate of mine at the firm.
Hi, this is Gretchen Stiles. She works with me at Channel 6.
Hi.
I'm going in.
Let me come in with you.
No, I need to do this by myself. I need to see him.
It's not a pretty sight, sir.
Please, he was my son.
All right.
Oh, son. Why did you do this? Why?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.